every Monday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. Thank you for being with us. This is Devils Radio, the Shaw, 92.7 FM, 101 FM, 540 AM. And we are here on the Monday night before the Strawberry Supermoon Tuesday. So tomorrow night, hopefully it'll be nice and clear and you can go out and see a supermoon. So make sure you do that on this beautiful, coming up here on the end of spring. So folks, we have been talking about democracy in Wisconsin since we went on. And I'm delighted to have Alexia Sabor with us tonight. She is running for the position of Wisconsin Secretary of State. And, you know, we're going to find out what that is. So good evening, Alexia. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Thank you so much for having me this evening. I'm delighted to be here.
It's terrific. So before we get into the race that you're in and the office that you're running for, why don't you just tell the voters a little bit, or, right, voters, hopefully they're all voting. You hear that, folks? Vote, vote, vote. Register to vote and vote. But tell these folks, my listeners, a little bit about you, where you grew up, you know, where you went to school.
Absolutely. So I moved to, like a lot of people, I moved to Madison for school and never left. My family actually, my maternal side of the family actually is from Wisconsin. My great grandparents immigrated to the United States from Greece and settled in the Sheboygan area, where my grandfather owned a candy and ice cream shop back around the 1910s to the early 1920s. And they later moved down to Illinois, which is where my great grandparents settled here. My grandmother was born in the Sheboygan area. And then while she was in elementary school, they moved down to Illinois, which is where my parents and I were both born. And then when I was thinking about graduate school, I went to my undergraduate education was at Loyola University in Chicago, and I was an anthropology major. And I was interested in studying natural resources as a graduate student. So I looked all around the country and visited a bunch of schools. And I absolutely fell in love with Wisconsin. I loved the fact that even though Madison was an urban place, I could be outside in green space in 20 minutes. The environmental studies programs here through the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies are unparalleled. And I came and I stayed, and then I went on to work for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Wisconsin Department of Family Services, the Wisconsin Wetlands Association, which is an environmental nonprofit. And I did a PhD in forest ecology and management. I studied the effects of residential housing growth in rural parts of our state on timber harvest and forest ecology. And most recently, I worked as a project reporter for a small tech company here in Madison.
It sounds like, just listening, it's a fascinating background. Sounds like you've also really learned a lot about Wisconsin and a lot of the key issues that we face in terms of what's global warming going to be doing to the with us, right? How do we keep our forests in shape? How do we have family farms? And how do we have fresh water? So,
yes, absolutely.
You really have a background in policy and all this stuff. So how'd you get into politics?
Well, I had thought for a long time that I might someday want to run for office, right? Because although in the scientific community, the idea that you would be involved in politics has not historically been considered very popular. There's concern that compromises your ability to be more removed from the results because you're taking an advocate's position. But I always recognize that the way that science matters is through policy, right? The science is great. It's interesting on its own, but unless we do something with it, it's not really that meaningful. And so I had long thought about that as a possibility. And in 2017, in 2016, I applied to train with an organization called Emerge Wisconsin, which trains Democratic women to run for office and win. And while I was there, the other people going through the program and I, we would talk about the Democratic Party and things that it was or was not doing that we didn't care for. And the executive director of the Emerge Wisconsin program said to us, look, you know who's the Democratic Party? You're the Democratic Party. So if you don't like something where you think something needs to be done and it's not being done, you got to go to your county party meetings and show up and do the work. So I listened. And I showed up at my county party meetings and I started working with the communications committee. And, through that, I became familiar with all of the various aspects of the work that the county party was doing, because everything needs to be communicated or it's essentially as good as didn't happen, right? So everything went through us. And then in 2019, the former chair decided that he was not going to run for another term. And so I ran to be county party chair, and I am now in my second term as county party chair.
And those terms are 2-year terms?
They are 2 years, yep.
And so you are the current county party chair for Dane County?
That is correct.
And now you're running for the position of Wisconsin Secretary of State?
That is right.
So why don't... The Secretary of State is sort of this invisible office, I think. A lot of us really don't know what the person that has that position does. So why don't you describe what the position really is and how you see it, and then why you want to sit in that seat?
Yeah, absolutely. You're totally right. It's a seat where... a lot of people don't really have a good understanding of it. And I will say that in Wisconsin, it is not a seat that is especially powerful. In fact, our Secretary of State has the least power of any of the 50 Secretaries of State in the United States. So,
and so when you say that, what does that mean in terms of a practical matter?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'll talk about what it does.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And then I'll talk a little bit more about what it might do. So,
and by that, what you might do with it,
what I might do with it, or alternatively, Republicans also have some ideas about what they would like to do with this seat that I don't necessarily agree with.
Okay. I got you. All right. Yeah.
So, one of the things that this seat does is to manage many of the state's official records. The Secretary of State has a key role to play in ensuring that our state's records are kept and filed appropriately and are accessible to the public. This office also produces things called apostilles, which is a specific form of document that is required by certain countries to have Wisconsin businesses do business overseas and to complete overseas adoptions. And then this seat also serves as a member of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, which are more than 77,000 acres of forest that are put in trust. And managing trust funds of more than $1 billion that primarily is for the benefit of Wisconsin public school libraries. These funds are actually the sole source of state funding for public school libraries. And in many of the school districts in our state, they are the only source of funding for the public school libraries. And these trust funds can also be used for public works and go in. Some of them go into the University of Wisconsin system. So, you know, as opposed to many other states, our Secretary of State does not play a role in certifying elections. It did at one time. And progressively over the last 40 years, there have been a number of responsibilities that have been removed from this office and placed elsewhere. The role of certifying elections was previously taken from the Secretary of State's office, put into the Government Accountability Board. Later on, the Government Accountability Board was removed, was disbanded by the Republican legislature. The Wisconsin Elections Commission was put in place. And now there is talk from the Republicans about putting the Secretary of State as the only person who certifies Wisconsin's elections results.
So the we're coming up on our first break. And we'll come back after the break and really focus in on what you see your goals are for that office and where the fight's going to come down in terms of on elections, particularly. But the fact that the Secretary of State sits on the board of commissioners of the public lands, I don't think a lot of people really know that. 77,000 acres is not an insignificant amount of public land. And just briefly on that, how do you see expanding or influencing your role in that capacity? Because it didn't sound like you wanted to move that off of your responsibility.
No, I absolutely don't want to move that off of my responsibility. I studied timber harvest in northern Wisconsin, and that is the primary source of revenue from these public lands that feeds into the trust. And I'm also a former PTO president of a Madison Public School that was a high need school. So I completely appreciate the need to ensure that those funds continue to go to our schools.
So, terrific. So you would want to expand that role and not diminish it, right?
Absolutely not diminish it. And my concern would be that a Republican in this seat might wish to diminish or disband that role.
And or sell off our public lands.
Exactly.
And frankly, I'm concerned about that as a homeowner up in Washira County. But anyway, folks, we are going to go to break. This is the Paul Revere Show. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. And we will be back on the other side of this break with Alexia Sabor.